Controlling the tempo is one thing the Audubon is looking to open up coming into January. Head coach Tyler Christensen is looking for his young squad to start to open up to new possibilities of controlling the mats and being more confident coming into January.
Yeah, I would love to see our guys starting to, you know, control every situation of the match. We have some young guys right now that we're kind of scared to shoot in our live matches. And so at least we need to open up more and realize everything's just kind of like a live practice until districts, and just try to get better at our stuff and control the way the match is going to go.
One wrestler that has been at the top this season is Lane Elmquist, as he finished second in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament and sits at 12-6 overall this season. He is a fighter out on the mats and continues to battle all the way to the end.
Yeah, he's a good kid, and he works hard, and it comes out on the mat. You know, he's one of our hardest working kids in the room, and he's having a pretty good start to his sophomore year season.
Another wrestler who has been hitting the mats hard is Jack Standerson, as he finished third in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament before winter break. The junior currently sits at 10-3 overall, while his motor continues chugging along, even when it comes down to the wire.
Yeah, Jack's he's a hard-nosed kid. He knows how to be scrappy with no matter who's out there on the mat. You know, he wrestled really well at the WIC tournament against some really tough competitors at 132. So we're really looking forward to seeing what he can do the rest of the year.
The Wheelers are already hitting the mats after the break as they continue in preparation for their quad duel against Kemper Catholic, Carroll, and Coon Rapids Baird on January 2nd. This will help them to get back in wrestling shape and get the weights back down heading into next week.
Yeah, we started back practicing again, practice the rest of this week, and practice on New Year's Day, trying to make sure our weights are coming down and making sure we're getting back in shape if we lost any of that before it comes Tuesday. So,
Coach Christensen has been more than proud of the kids that he has on the squad this season. They're more than determined to get better every day, and it makes the season more enjoyable for him and everybody on the team.
You know, I really enjoy the kids I have this year. Our numbers are up quite a bit compared to the past, and we have a lot of kids that are out for the right reasons right now, and I think they're enjoying it. They're having fun, and it's good to see that the kids are having fun together, just because wrestling is such a grueling and tough sport, and hopefully everything else will come together as we go on.
Audubon returns to action this upcoming Tuesday, January 2nd at Kemper Catholic High School at 4 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.